This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time. Listeners of today's program might have an interest in value stocks similar to those Tracy shared today. If you'd like access to her Value Investor Portfolio Service, which includes real-time buys and sells, market insights and commentary, visit www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or call toll-free 1-888-775-8348 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Outside the U.S., call 1-312-265-9309. Again, that's www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or toll-free 1-888-775-8348. Outside the U.S., 1-312-265-9309.
We're back from the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States, and if you weren't paying attention, you might have missed that all the major stock indexes are at new all-time highs. You know, you might have just gone off and saw your family and friends and done your holiday shopping, and then suddenly, whoops, wait, look at stocks. They're soaring. The small caps actually were up about 16.5% during its recent 15-day great historic rally that they just had, and they're still rallying. So I know value investors are looking at this rally, because I am, and thinking, are there any value stocks out there? How do I find them? You know, are value investors kind of doomed in these kind of market conditions? But I wanted to give you this cautionary tale of how not to judge value simply because of the rally. Like, it seems like everything would be really expensive here, because why would it not be? Everything's at all-time highs, so it's got to be no value in the market. But here in the office, here at Zacks, we were just talking about a company that makes RVs and motorhomes. You might have heard of it. Well, you probably certainly have heard of its competitor, Winnebago, but Thor Industries is also in that RV motorhome area, and their ticker is THO. They just reported earnings, and it was a record quarter for them. And not only that, they said that next year, 2017, should be the best in the entire RV motorhome industry in 40 years. Like, that's nothing to scoff at. I mean, think back 40 years, what was going on, and all that time, this is going to be the best they've ever seen. Part of that is because the baby boomers are retiring en masse now, and you got stocks at all-time highs, and a lot of people's homes are also back to at least kind of where they were before the Great Recession, or sometimes higher. And so you have a lot of ways to get extra cash to go out there and get the RV or the motorhome. And so people are buying. So the shares of Thor have been surging, not just recently, but all year long. And they're actually up over 81% year to date. So I thought, well, there's got to be no way that they're a cheap stock. They've got to be trading at, you know, over 20 times now. If the shares are up 80%, why, how could they be cheap? So I went to go look, and I was surprised to see they actually have a forward P of 15. So that's pretty cheap in this market. And the shares, like I said, are up 81% and like hitting these new highs. And they were after, especially after they reported this great earnings report. So I feel like this is kind of a cautionary tale, that just because shares are rising rapidly doesn't mean you can't find value in there. Because remember, the PE, obviously the P is the price, but the E is the earnings. And in the case of Thor and a lot of other companies, the E is actually rising as well as the P. So as long as we get that E rising, which we've seen throughout this earnings season, a lot of the earnings estimates are starting to tick up again for, you know, the end of this year, for the fourth quarter, as well as next year, 2017. And it looks like this earnings recession that a lot of companies have been going through, where the earnings growth just hasn't been there, is finally breaking. And it's going to turn around in 2017. We're going to resume seeing a healthier level of earnings growth. So that E is going to rise along with these P's. That is the best case scenario, so we don't get an overvalued market, and a best case scenario for those of us who are looking for value stocks. So this is just a cautionary tale with Thor Industries, is not to judge it based solely on the stock rallying, but to look at the actual fundamentals and see what the rest of the story is. But that being said, I decided to run a couple screens. just to kind of see where we stand right now with value. And I ran this one that's called like a classic value screen. And this has like all the fundamentals if you were just looking for straight out value that you would probably search for. So it actually has a PE under 20. So it's not even super cheap PE. It has a price to sales under 1. It has a price to book under 2. It actually looks for price to cash flow, and that's under 20. And it includes a little bit of PEG in there for the growth. That is under 1. And I looked for average volume above 100,000 because I didn't want super small caps. And with all of those criteria and a Zacks rank of 1 and 2, because I want the good earnings estimates and growth in those earnings, I only got 7 stocks. Yes, that's it. 7 came up with all of those just classic value criteria with the Zacks rank. But remember, all those things I just listed out, that's a lot of criteria. So it's going to narrow the field tremendously. But what are those 7 stocks? I'll list them out here just in case you're interested. They're Cosan, C-O-S-A-N. That ticker is C-Z-Z. First Energy, the ticker is F-E. FTD, the ticker is FTD. General Motors, which has been cheap for quite a while, and I've discussed it on several of the podcasts now, that's a ticker of GM. PennyMac Financial Services, that ticker is PFSI. Talon Energy, TLN, and Turinium, which is an ADR, that's TX. So I thought this was just too narrow. Like, I like classic value, but do I really need all of those criteria? No, I don't. So I expanded the search using one that didn't have quite as many factors in it. And I used one that had a PE under 15 this time. It has the price to book, but I looked for under 3 instead of under 2, which is the other one. This one had a rank of 1 or 2 again, and I also included a dividend yield above 2%, kind of because if you throw in that dividend, you're going to get companies that are, you know, very consistent with providing the steady stream of income, and I kind of like companies right now that are able to pay me. And I got 68 companies when I ran that screen. So that's a bigger, nice chunk to look at. You know, 7 is kind of scary. 68, yeah, I can go through there and try to kind of see what is trending there and what I'm interested in. Now, because I put that dividend criteria in there, I did get a whole bunch of financials in these 68 companies, because obviously the financials are still undervalued here and I consider them to be cheap, and they're going to have, or at least many of them will have, that dividend yield. So a lot of banks were in here. There was some foreign banks, interestingly enough. Banco de Chile, which has a ticker BCH, was on this list. Fifth Third Bank was here, FITB. But I also got some other interesting plays of things that I feel could do well in 2017. Eastman Chemical was on there, EMN. They pay almost a 2.5% yield. I like the chemical space here because chemicals are the first to recover when the economy starts to heat up. Those are the building blocks. You know, the manufacturers are going to need to go out and get the building blocks when things start to heat up. So I would look around at the chemical sector. So I was surprised to see one on here. General Motors was also on this list. And it had a tech company, Western Digital, which is ticker WDC. They pay a very nice dividend yield, a little over 3%. And then Kohl's was also on here. Their ticker is KSS. They're paying almost a 4% dividend yield right now. I know a lot of people are scared of the retailers, especially these ones that are a little bit bigger box and they handle a lot of the apparel. But that's why it's a value stock and showing up on the value screens, because the value investors, as you know, we try to get into areas where people are either afraid or they're ignoring them and hoping for better days on some of these. So that's just a few of the ones that showed up in the 68 companies. So I'm not out there thinking there's no value stocks. It might not be in the areas you want to be in. I didn't see a lot of energy on this 68 company one that I ran. But it doesn't mean that you can't find companies. So you're going to have to dig a little deeper right now. You're going to have to adjust your screens, which is what I just had to do. You're probably going to have to look for fewer parameters. You know, even on this one that's 68 companies, do I really need the dividend yield? I kind of put it in there so I would get these companies that are able to produce the income stream, but that's not really a value criteria of any means. So I could get rid of that, and I know I would get a lot more companies than 68. I also had the Zacks rank of 1 or 2, which I prefer. But to widen it, number 3 is the holds. There's nothing wrong with holding, you know, the hold category. It is the biggest percent of the Zacks rank stocks. So I would probably be open to looking at number 3s just to get more choices and, you know, then drill down into fundamentals. So they definitely are out there. And I don't believe that the value investors, you need to stretch your parameters. Keep your basic parameters like the PE or the price to book, or if you're into the price to sales. You know, I'm still looking at PE under 15. I'm still keeping my price to book under 3. That's what I've always done. And I haven't had to, you know, say, oh, I'll go up to a PE of 20 just this once. No, I haven't had to do that. So don't get discouraged. There is value in every market. And I know that we're going to see the E rising as we go forward here. At least that's my hope, because I do think the economy is heating up here. And there will definitely still be a lot of value stocks out there as that E rises, even as the overall stock markets continue to rise. So next week and the weeks after, I'll be here with looking at more value stocks. I'm going to have some good shows on like what kind of value stocks I'm going to be looking for 2017. So be sure to tune in for those. And as always, you can check out our older podcasts that talk about how to find value stocks. I've done some on, you know, price to sales and using these other ratios on how to find them. And I've also done some on various categories like the airline stocks and some that I know are your favorites. So be sure to check all those out. You can find them on SoundCloud, or you can find them on Zacks.com, of course. And so I'll be back again next week with some more value. I'll see you then.